When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast. Alex Joe Parks, James Seltzer with you. Hanging. What up, B?
Debate week.
Yes. Our boy. Really
Our
exciting.
Boy debated today.
That's right.
How'd it go? How do you feel?
I mean, you
are the pro Jalen side.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm very biased panel. Everyone was like, basically.
No one knows how to judge.
They were like, well, basically everyone did a good job, but I don't think Jalen's going to be the quarterback, exactly, so I'm going to vote against him. It's like, what? What's happening here right now?
I also do think, not to just dive into the topic.
Sure.
But I think we've gone a little far in just assuming he could definitely be gone. Like, he could be.
I totally agree with you.
I mean, if you had to bet your life right now.
Exactly, right?
The bet would be he will be.
Yes.
It's a pretty big deal to trade
him. It is more likely he will be here than not.
One thing we underestimate, too, is I feel like you brought this up, maybe not. I don't know if he would take a lesser contract, but there's a world where he's not worth $65 million and they sign him for like 2 years, whatever. Now, that'd be a bit of a half measure, and they don't normally take that. But no, I mean, I thought it was a good debate. Again, the debaters truly had no idea what they were talking about.
No idea.
They were, I'm not the debaters, the judges. They're just like, well, I kind of don't think he will be. So that's not what you're doing. You're judging the debate. But no, I mean, it is, you know, Jalen lives a wild life.
He does, man. I said at the top of the debate, I believe it. And I know.
And those in here, the question was if Jalen will be the question.
Back in 2027.
And it was you versus Jalen.
It was me versus Jalen. And obviously I was the pro Jalen side. I think he's the most underappreciated athlete in the history of the city. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree. Now, the tough thing is where I would disagree.
He's had issues.
Slightly.
He's not like, I just think he's too far.
I think
on
there's
it.
More people that really, really love him than we give.
You're probably right.
Our
about that.
World we live in.
No, you're
probably
right.
Get a slanted view. Mm-hmm. But I would guess if you polled, you know, every
all Eagles
every
fans.
Fan that walked out of a game this year, now they'd
be
probably
more
a lot
positive
duplicates.
Than not.
Yeah, I mean, he wins all the time, as you know.
Yeah, what a thought.
But I also think the other thing to kind of analyze the debate is if we're doing like a post-game
sure.
show is. The one thing I would say for you, I feel like you leaned on his past a lot, which I think you can, but I think a lot of people don't lean enough on like that he actually wasn't that bad last year. And like this idea that he was
yeah,
terrible.
I should
he wasn't great, but like,
I should have harped on like how bad the O-line was.
Exactly. Like coming off a Super Bowl, but the whole team
information,
was bad.
I'm incredibly tired today. It was not firing on all cylinders.
Are you
not
normally
my best
tired?
I'm normally tired. I am like super duper excited. This is like the most, I'm not kidding when I say this is the most tired I've been in a while.
What time do you go to sleep?
So it depends.
I wish for 1 week you would just let me. Just 1 week. 1 week.
Just text us good night.
The big issue is I'm coming off the 4 days off because I was off Friday. So like it's the going off the schedule for more than a weekend and then getting back on is the worst.
And it's just crazy you don't take any like melatonin or anything. Uh-uh. I just feel like you'd be so happy.
I'm so tired. I can fall asleep all the time.
My issue isn't falling asleep. Deep sleep. It's about like getting... Again, we don't have to.
I sleep pretty deep.
I
just can't.
I just don't want you to be tired.
Thanks,
you know,
buddy.
Like, well, I feel
it's
like there's
unavoidable today.
Yeah.
I pushed it too hard over the weekend. I'm staying up to like 4 a.m. on the weekend. You
wow.
know,
I can't even imagine.
Watching movies, hanging out, man.
I literally, even
so what I've realized about myself is that because I am so diligent during the week and because I go to, when the Phillies aren't on, I go to bed even earlier. But go to bed at the end of Phillies game, I take naps. Like, I'm super diligent. When it gets the weekend, I'm like, I am grabbing every MFing second I can get because it's my time.
I can see
like,
that,
it's just my personality. I can't help
4
it.
4 a.m. is just crazy. I know you're exaggerating a little bit.
I know.
But like,
I know.
I feel like on weekends, unless I go out, and even when I go out now, like I'm in bed by 11:30.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
so on weekends, I push it hard.
I can't sleep in. That's my thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what
Well,
time
that's
you
my
sleep
problem,
until,
too, but... is that because I'm all messed up with the mornings, I can't sleep
in.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
So I just don't get a lot of sleep on weekends. So I'm usually tired on Monday and Tuesday, and then I get back on track. But when I have 4 days off, I'm like, screw.
I would love to get those like blinds that like are blackout lights. Yeah. We don't even have, we have blinds, but they might as well not be there. Yeah, like same. They're literally, I think, just to make sure no one can see.
Yeah. We're going to get blackout lights because I have to nap so much, but I just, it doesn't bother me. I can nap every day anyway. So
built different.
That's built different. All right.
No, I was just like, last thing I'd say about Jalen is I was thinking if I was on your side, what I would do. I think I would just prop up how good he was last year. Even if we can all agree he wasn't great, like he had a career high in touchdowns. He was the best player on the offense. He did it despite the fact the O-line was terrible. He did it with the new offensive coordinator again. He did it coming off a Super Bowl season. Like, I just think we go a little far in just accepting everyone saying he was bad last year.
I like it. It's a good take.
I think that was the only thing I would say.
Take. I don't think that would have flown with the panel I was with. But
the panel had no idea what they were talking about. There was no pleasing the panel. The thing that Jill, and then we can go to our topics, mm-hmm. but the thing, Jillio, I do think is true, is like the reason it is an important year is because they do have to decide.
Of course.
Contract.
Yeah. The contract thing is the actual,
decision to be made.
See, they have to either pay him more money or not.
Yeah, I just don't know what they would do. Like, I mean, it's a year away. Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows? Like, maybe Joe Burrow's on. Like, you just never know what the actual options will be. But a year out,
yeah, that was part of my point. I was like, "What's your plan?
Are you going to go with a rookie? Like, that would be a tough squeeze." Now, if you finish where you know Jalen's not great, you're probably picking what 17th, 16th,
which is unlikely. I think there's no way they're that bad.
Agreed, but like. So maybe you're not jumping as high again. Wait, he's done it, but it's going to be harder this year.
It's just hard.
Like especially that quarterback class wasn't viewed as great.
No, it was viewed as bad. All the way up. It was viewed as a bad quarterback class. And I
probably ended up being true somewhat. I mean, Goff's been very
Goff
good.
And Wentz were both good picks considering, but yeah. All right, let's dive into it because you're actually going to watch some Eagles play football.
I know.
Can't wait. Exciting. All right. Seven so I want to get to practice, but quickly, you talked about it in the daily, but let's quickly on Mannion because we haven't talked to each other about it. He spoke, you were in the room, your impressions.
Well, you go first. I'm curious.
I thought he did great.
Say. Yeah.
I thought he had command. I thought, you know, obviously I think it was, you could tell it was his first time doing it. Like there were a couple spots, some ums and some stuff like that. But I thought on the whole, he sounded like he had command. I thought he had a pretty good vision for what he's looking for. I love the way he talked about Jalen. I was pretty enthused.
So I definitely think you can tell he's good at thinking on his feet quickly. Yep. And I think that comes from A, being a quarterback and B, doing pressers before. Like, you know, when Petullo did pressers last year, he never really had done them in a meaningful way, like once or twice, but it was never like on the podium, important questions. And I thought there were times where there were questions he was asked that he didn't know what to say, but you couldn't sense like a stumble or like it. So I thought he was very good at figuring out, okay, this is a tough question. I shouldn't really
Let
say
me
anything.
Walk around this.
Let me
bit.
Pivot, but also talk. Like, so I thought he was good with that. Man, he reminds me a lot of Nick. I know people got mad at me about this, but like him and Nick just both remind me of guys that are like obsessed with football. Their dads were high school football coaches. I get the sense Sean Mannion's big on family.
Well,
I
didn't Jalen. Jalen should fit well in with that too.
So, yeah, well, agreed with that. Yeah. So apparently Nick does a family day where all the like the coaches, and I don't know if the players are involved in this, but the coaches and the staff bring their family into the auditorium and Nick gives like a speech to all of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool. And Mannion talked about that afterwards. We got to spend a little time with him. So like he seems like a good guy. Again, I told myself going into it, I'm not going to like
overreact.
In like a stubborn way. Just it doesn't.
We've already been through this. We know that it doesn't really matter. Like they could be great or bad in press conference. And
right. Like, I thought Petullo was fine at the podium. And now, of course, everyone's like tweeting like, oh, this is like blah, 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 which whatever. The only things I took from it were he didn't seem as into running Jalen. Like I thought the answer on Jalen was kind of like, yeah, he can do it. But we're going to do a lot of things, which I think is smart. I don't think you want to get up there and be like,
we're running the crap out of him.
And I also think you don't want to get up there and be like, not doing it. Yeah. So I think you walked a nice line with that. The one thing that has stuck with me since then, and since we were at the morning show, or no, you were off Friday. That's right. Mm-hmm. But one thing that has stuck with me since then a little more is I think, you know, when someone is so prepped and does a good job, you kind of have to like piece things together on what like he's really looking for. And I thought it was interesting that when he was asked about what quarterbacks really influenced him, he brought up Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins and used the word accuracy and anticipation, right? For both of them. So I think that's like a good look into his mind of like what he wants in a quarterback. And that makes sense because for him,
that's
what he had to do, right? Like he was not somebody that could move too. So he had to get the ball out quickly because he can't move and he had to be accurate. When he talked about Jalen, multiple times. He probably asked 5 or 6 questions or whatever it was. He said accuracy a bunch. He never said anticipation. So I do think it's noteworthy that the thing, as much as we talk about over the middle, and this is part of it, and under center, I think where Jalen's truly going to have to get better is anticipation. Mm-hmm. And I think he's good at it on the routes that he's comfortable with. Like, he's definitely got way better, not to use the phrase everyone hates, but like on hitch routes, right? Like, he's much better now throwing the ball when the guy's back hasn't even turned yet than he used to be. So he's better at that. I think the tough part about anticipation over the middle is there's just a lot more going on. Mm-hmm. It's a tighter window. When you're doing hitch routes on the side, it's one-on-one. With this, you're throwing into a window where the guy's not there. So it's just a little different. But I think that's the thing kind of like to harp on when it comes to that is I think he's going to have to be better at anticipation. I thought it was like a good peek into Mannion's mind of what he likes. So I thought that was,
yeah, I agree with you. I noticed that too, and I totally agree. So I think on the whole it was a good first press conference without, you know, we got to see what he does.
Yeah. And we'll see like when the tough questions start.
Yeah.
You know, like there wasn't even asked about AJ,
which was shocking.
This point was brought up, and it's a small thing now, but it 2 months ago would have been huge. He was talking about the receiving core. Didn't bring up AJ,
right?
Like,
now it's like it's accepted.
Yeah, now it's accepted. But like 2 months ago, everybody would have been the story. AJ. Yeah, it's also kind of crazy to see people, and I'm reacting to online here, but like, you know, oh, I can't wait till AJ's off the team. And I know actually you were in that camp.
No, it's not that. It's not like I can't wait. I just don't. I think he needs to go.
And
But it's not like I'm excited to say, like, I'm happy he won't be on the team because I think he needs to go. And I think we're past it and move on. I think it's better for everyone. But like, obviously, I appreciate he was a great player here. But like, I think it's time to end.
So I think he'll be OK with me saying this. But Drew from Westchester was texting me about it. And I thought it was a really interesting question. Because look, it's like a week from today, he'll probably be traded. Yeah. It'll be June 2nd, a week from today, I think. So like when you think about Devontae has the dagger. And I know it's kind of Jalen's moment, but Devontae has that moment. Saquon has the leap, right? Mm-hmm. And he has the 2024 season. When you think about AJ, like, what's his signature moment?
Well, they didn't win the game, but I think his touchdown in the,
that's what I thought
the
of.
2022 Super Bowl. That I was awesome.
That would probably be it. I thought of the game against the Steelers where he's pointing at everybody. Yeah,
the 3 touchdowns in that game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those would probably be it. Mm-hmm. Like, didn't really have a signature season either, you know?
No, I mean, 2022 was awesome.
He was awesome. Yeah, agreed. The first game against Detroit.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He broke the record for most consecutive 125-yard games in 23.
Yeah, and he set Eagles records, like, you know, most yards in a season. I think most catches in a season for a receiver. So
I had him. I did my list of top 5. I think he is a top 5 receiver.
Oh yeah,
in franchise.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's tough if you include T.O. in there. Like, that's a tough one just to figure out, because off the one season, he's probably number one. Mm-hmm. But like, I didn't put him in my top 5.
I probably would.
I think I probably should have in retrospect, but man, like only would. 1 year is tough. But
I'd probably put
no, you're right.
That.
You're right.
Yeah.
And then the Super Bowl game.
Yeah. You know. All right. Let's get to your happy place
tomorrow.
You're so excited. So for those who don't know, OTA
weather looks
tomorrow.
Like it's gonna be nice.
They're gonna be out on the field. You're actually gonna see players practice.
Yeah.
So set the scene. What's coming up? Voluntary, not voluntary, this, that, like set the whole scene for everyone.
So it's phase 3. So basically the offseason is in different phases. It is.
I know.
It is.
Very funny.
So phase 1 and 2.
Phase 3 of the offseason.
Phase 1 and 2, they can do like some stuff, but they're not really doing a ton. Phase 3 is what we think of as OTA.
Oh,
it's like
buddy.
7-on-7.
Let's go. Oh,
exactly right. 11-on-11s. It's all voluntary besides the mandatory part, which is at the end. It is interesting. I'm a little surprised it doesn't get harped on more, and they're probably happy it doesn't. They get up to 10 practices, and they're doing 6 of them. And then they get 3 days of mandatory, and they're only doing 2. And look,
is this that deal that Nick made with the players back? Remember,
I mean, that was way back in the day now. So like, maybe it still is, but whenever he's asked about it, he doesn't bring that up. He's probably not going to say that, but it just is interesting to me that
they wouldn't take every
in
second.
In this city particularly, just feels like a very...
I think people don't know it.
But that's what I mean. Maybe, I don't want to blow it up, but the fact that you're using roughly half...
This is the first time I'm hearing it. So
isn't that crazy though?
It is crazy. So I'm guessing most people don't know it.
Like, you know, you have a new coordinator, you're learning a new offense.
So you should harp on this. There's a weird thing.
But where the reason I don't harp on is because I do think they deserve the benefit of the doubt a little bit. Like, they're always ready to start the season. They always win double-digit games. Like, I can sit here and be like, you know, you should do it, but it's clearly works. Now, the argument for doing it is the offense was bad last year and you're learning a new offense. So I think putting in, you know, the... Put like, why not just practice 4 more days? And again, only the 2 out of 3, I think, is a little weird too. Like, the Chiefs are doing 3 out of 3 days.
Yeah, it's strange. I think it's strange.
Yeah. So I'm excited to get out there. Like, we'll see how much they actually do in 11-on-11. Now, One thing I think the top thing.
So is this one mandatory or no?
None of them are mandatory until the end. They have a 2-day mandatory mini camp. I forget the exact dates, but it's like a while from now. So it's all, it's not mandatory. So, but my guess is most people will be there. I'm sure Jalen will be there.
Oh yeah.
I would hope Mekhi Lemon is there.
I'm sure.
Devontae, I think, could get away a little bit, but I don't think Devontae, guessing AJ won't be. But I think the top thing is looking for, like, where's the ball being thrown? I spent some time doing this yesterday, and then I realized I'm just going to have, hopefully, Tucker help because he's way better at this. But like, I was debating like putting together a new way I chart stats because, because I feel like I really need to write down if he's under center.
Groundbreaking.
Well, now I was going to, if I come up with it, I was going to tweet it out and say all beat writers are welcome to use it. But like, I think under center and over the middle, Now I'm not going to share the, like, I'll probably do it on the pod, but I think like tweeting it out, they'll like just tell me to stop. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they control that. But like, I think like under center and where the ball is being thrown is the biggest thing to look for this camp. Like, the numbers matter and they always do, but now I think they definitely need context of like, because if he's just in shotgun and throwing it to the side all the time, like, I don't know. Like, I'm fine with that because I think they won a lot of games that way. But I think the top thing to look for is under center and middle of the field.
Totally agree with you. What else are you looking for? What players? Because obviously the Jalen stuff, we know we're looking for that. We're looking, and I don't think you'll be able to get much on what the offense is going to look like.
I will
this,
not be able to tell at all.
Right. But you're going to look for Mannion and what he's coaching and, you know, whatever you can glean from it. But what other players are sticking out? Like, who are you keeping your eye on? What position battles could be setting up? What spots are, you know, question marks? Right. Where's your eye going to be?
So one thing that Vic Fangio said this last week, I didn't make a big deal out of it, but then Jimmy Kemsky wrote a good article about it, and I'm thinking maybe I didn't make a big enough thought on it. Him saying Cooper is going to be a safety in base, right? Like, last year, Cooper was the outside corner in base, and now he's moving to safety. And look, they're not in base a lot, so it really doesn't matter. But, you know, we talked about the fact that Cooper is going to be up for a contract at the end of the year. It's a complicated situation. I do think they'll just pay him, but safeties make more money than nickel corners. So I think that's a little interesting. The fact that he's just saying it so definitively.
And
that
then look, and there's then that's, you know, they believe more in Reek Woolen, I guess, than Adoree Jackson last year.
Yeah. I also wonder if they just think Cooper can't do it.
That's interesting.
Can't play on the outside. Like, he did it last
year. Which would make the contract thing that much more complicated.
It is, right? Like, if you think he could do it, but you don't ask him to, that's different. If you don't think he can play on the outside. Now, the tough thing is, like, he's Cooper DeJean. Like, he had a pick six in the Super Bowl. You drafted him. He's one of the most popular players on the team. He's certainly one of the most popular players amongst the fan base. Like, so it's a tough situation. Now, if he's safety, he's worth more money, but he's still not worth anywhere close to
and
a
And we don't know how good he is as a safety. We know he's an elite
nickel is somewhat
corner.
Similar, but
right. But the point is like, we agreed. You know, he might not be elite. He might be a good safety, but not elite. And where do you pay that? You know,
he's not like,
and
he's
is
not
he
going to
stay there?
Exactly. So. And they don't have many good safeties. I don't get the sense Vic Fangio is high on Makuba. I could be wrong, but like, he just, when he talks about Epps, he just sounds like he's so much more confident in Epps than he is in
Makuba. I'm more confident in Epps than Makuba.
Yeah. And so,
which is not great.
If Makuba's Makuba
was a second round pick last year.
Agreed. This is a huge year for him.
It would be a big miss.
This is like a massive make or break year for him. Like, if he's bad this year, he might not be on the team in 28.
Possibly.
We also didn't, I mean, we glossed over it, but Vic Fangio just saying he's gonna be back for 2 years.
Did he? I missed that. Did he say that?
Yeah. He said he's gonna be back for 2 years.
Get out of here.
Man, you really did check out.
I checked fully out. I was so checked out. So he said this year and next year is what he said.
He said, I'm here for at least 2 more years. Now, look,
who knows? You could be, it could change.
It's not like it's like contractually. Now, it might be contractually.
Yeah, it might be.
You know, like, I'm sure they're convincing him to stay. They were probably like, here's a.
That's good news.
Yeah. Puts the Jim Schwartz thing away. I mean, Jim Schwartz is young enough where you could hire him in 2 years. But so, yeah, I thought that was interesting. Yeah, but the Cooper thing, in terms of watching guys out on the field, like I said, I'm excited to see Dontavian Wicks run around, just see what he looks like physically. Eli Stowers, where is he lining up? Like, are they putting him out at more receiver spots? Are they putting him in line? I don't expect tomorrow to see a ton of 11 on 11.
No, I would guess.
Because they don't wear
little.
Pads for it anyway. So it's kind of pointless to do 11 on 11. But when they do, again, like, under center and where the ball is being thrown, I think is huge.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. All right. We're going to get to 10. 10 is it 10, Tucker?
Oh, it's 10.
10 questions. Summer mailbag coming up in a sec. But Elliot, we know the draft's in the book. The roster is pretty much taking shape. Well, everyone's dreaming of a deep run in January. I'm looking at the thermometer right now. May is beautiful, but we both know the Philly humidity is looming. The weather's been all over the place. If your windows are old or builder grade, your AC is going to be playing way too many snaps.
That is exactly right. And you can't win with a weak secondary, and you can't keep your house cool with leaky windows. You need an elite defense, and that's Window Nation. They were recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies. Plus, Window Nation crews are like a well-oiled machine, averaging over a decade of experience, and they'll have your entire home finished in just one day.
Listen to this. Window Nation is running their buy four windows, get four free sale. It's a great deal. You can literally replace every window in your house and get half of them for $0. That's a deal I kind of like. I'm in on that one. Plus, you can get you can get in the game with zero down and no payments or interest for 2 years.
But the sale ends soon. So get to windownation.com to schedule your fast free consultation. That's windownation.com.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tucky.
I guess. Let's go.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good.
Great to see you as always.
You too.
Shocked you're wearing a Who shirt. You know, you never really support the Who, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's about time. It's about time someone does.
Are you a big
does.
Who guy?
We're talking about this.
No, I just don't remember.
So you must have worn this shirt before.
Him and his dad, he's talked about this many times. No, he's got multiple Who shirts.
Wow.
I would probably have like 30. How 40?
That's what I'm saying.
30 or 40.
How do you not pay attention to this?
Like, I mean, this is a lot of shirts. Like, I'm gonna get 30 or 40, kits,
but I know that I've seen him in a bunch of different shirts. Yeah.
I haven't counted since like high school, but it's probably something like that.
Yeah. Wow. I need more t-shirts.
Yeah.
I have a lot of soccer kits, but like
you're Mr. Soccer.
Yeah. Well, I had a big victory this morning with one, if you want to hear, but
now we're good.
Well, that's ironic because question number one is tell us your latest victory regarding soccer kits.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if it was like tell us your latest victory in life or whatever.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You are so gullible.
Just dodged a major bullet this morning.
You are so gullible. All right, what happened?
So there's this kit that everyone agrees is the best one that's come out for the World Cup. Uh-huh. And I've had it in my cart for a few days and I'm like, why is no one buying it? I don't get it. And so I kept having it in my cart. And this morning I went and I looked. And every size besides medium was sold out. Yesterday, they were all available. So obviously, I panicked and bought it. I mean, clearly. But like, I had to go a medium. I normally go a large. So hopefully it fits.
Man, that's tough.
It was.
What team is it?
Caracuo? I can't really pronounce it.
Curacao?
Curacao.
Maybe, yeah.
Caracuo?
I said I don't know how to pronounce it.
Why do you have a Curacao jersey? Because
it's the most beautiful soccer kit I've ever seen. God. And they're coming to Philly, actually.
Are you going to go?
Now I might.
Yeah, wear your kit.
Support my team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought that in Japan this morning.
Okay. Let's get to the question.
Yeah. Japan's got a fire one, too.
I'm sure they do.
Speaking of dodging bullets, had an encounter with a skunk last night. Ooh. In my backyard. Any advice on getting him or her to leave?
Is that the first question?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you have to give us a little more information.
There's a skunk in my backyard.
Yeah.
Do you know how to get it out?
I would call animal control.
Are you sure? Like, where is it at?
It's behind my shed.
Huh.
Well, obviously,
I learned skunks are nocturnal creatures, so like I could probably get it during the day because it's probably sleeping.
Get it?
Yeah, but it's probably
it?
Like,
are you gonna like?
No, I'm just gonna get it out of there.
What are you gonna skunk? Pick it up with a shovel?
Yeah,
or something?
What are you gonna do? What's the plan?
I'll just like shoo it.
No, good. So it won't spray you. Isn't the whole thing you don't want?
We all have the same amount of information, right?
No, I think you obviously like. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, call.
You're not doing anything.
Yeah,
about
what I'm saying. Call.
Like, what are you? Again, now there's probably a portion of our audience that would shoot the skunk, but like you're not shooting the skunk.
No.
So
I think it's illegal too.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I'm firing a gun in the backyard.
I think there are hunting laws too. Yeah.
This reminds me of us. I have a raccoon that sometimes shows up in my backyard and it's only at night. And whenever I let Kingsley out, I'm a little worried the raccoon's going to
Well, that's how we happened. Cause last night Mary took ZD out where I usually do at night. And I was downstairs and all of a sudden she started yelling help. And I thought she was like joking, so I took my time.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, ZD like chased a skunk behind the shed and I don't know where they are.
Did it spray? God.
No.
Thank How God. Do you know it's a skunk then? Like, did she
So it? After, so I went out and I got ZD out. He was like, just kind of like standing there confused. And I took him inside. So I went back there. I'm like, I don't know where it is. So I walked all the way behind the shed and it was like standing on like a little mound I had back. It was scary.
Yeah,
it
sounds very scary.
I just saw the eyes and like the white.
And let's be real. If it ran at you, you would run. Like you're not standing there and like fighting the skunk.
No, I wouldn't fight a skunk, especially because if skunks are aggressive, probably means the rabbit.
Yeah.
They're normally docile creatures.
I think you have to call animal control. And like, I, you know, ultimately, I think we want the skunk to survive. And
I just left the
life.
Gate open last night in the backyard.
Hopes it walks
just
out.
Hopes it will just yeah. like find its way out. Sure. Found its way in. Might be That's able to find its way out.
Are you going to go check?
I checked this morning. I didn't really see it, but I didn't do like a thorough investigation.
Yeah. I mean, I do think you probably have to call animal control if you see it again.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
That was my thought. Yeah.
Possums, I think, are also scary, like animals to see.
Well, they play possum. That would be easy.
Yeah, they really do. Have you ever seen a possum play possum? They straight up pretend they're dead. Like mm-hmm. I saw it and I was like, this one has to be.
Do you think it's weird for them that people call it play possum? Like, yeah. Imagine doing normal human stuff and being like, oh, there's Elliot playing human. Yes.
They probably see us like take the trash down. It's like, there they go, playing human again. It is crazy.
Then they're like, let me eat that trash.
Yes. I watched the possum play possum for easily 25 minutes.
Wow.
And then it just like got up and moved. I was so afraid.
That is something.
Yeah, I think you have to call animal control.
Okay.
It's good.
Number two, speaking of getting rid of things, do you think AJ Brown's an Eagle this time next week?
Nope.
You think it happens right away?
Yeah. I think they've been waiting for it, and it's
right here's away. The only thing that has me hesitating slightly. And I would look, if I had to bet, like, and place my coin on one side, I would agree with you. I think it's going to happen, obviously, but I think it'll happen soon. The only thing that has me like a little worried is if you're Howie, there's really no reason to do it right away. Like, I guess you could
once you get past June 1st, you're saying,
yeah, like you could play. Not
I
possum.
Think the reason is to just be done with it.
Yeah, but. They have a pretty thick skin when it comes to just dealing
yeah,
with
but
things.
Like also like it, like I don't know. I think they have a deal set up and it's just
I think
be
they probably do too yeah. But like
I get your point but
the Rashee Rice example is a great example of you just never know what's going to happen yeah. Right like who knows the Ravens aren't in on him now but God forbid like
yeah my guess is they have a deal set like no, they are trading him to the Patriots it's already set like no one can come in because the deal is done is my guess I know they theoretically could but my guess that's not how he does business
yeah I think Howie, in my opinion, is most concerned about not losing this deal. The thing that keeps popping up that I think he has told to a reporter, and it's probably Mike Garofalo because he keeps saying it, is, excuse me, if I ask for a first and second round pick and I come off that, the next time I negotiate, they'll think that I'm going to come off my asking price. Mm-hmm. So maybe he has to piece together a first and a second where it's like a 2028 first and a 2027 third that can be a two where he can rationalize it. But I wonder if he gets to June 1st and the Patriots are like, we're not giving you a first round pick. Now, I think they probably are.
I just don't think that's going to happen.
I know. But
I think there's tampering stuff. I think it is like set.
The other thing that I think could hold it is if he's worried AJ will flip. Like if he's worried that if he starts to hold AJ past like mandatory minicamp. And
yeah.
Like
I don't think they're going to mess around with this.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be gone. That's my opinion. We'll see.
Yeah. I'm starting to think a little bit how he is. Going to play games here. I mean, it's a good chance to prove a point if you're Howie.
We'll see.
I wouldn't do it, but like if you're Howie and the Patriots are saying, we'll only give you a second and no one else is calling, like, would you just do it?
I don't think that's the case.
Right.
I think that there is a deal set up. What I believe is that they are getting what they're getting from the Patriots and it's already been decided upon. It's already been agreed upon and it's happening June 2nd.
If you're the league, how do you feel about that?
It happens all the time.
Does it? I'm trying to think of the last time a June 1st trade was.
I mean, Jonathan Gennard was here for the Sixers game before that trade happened. My point is things like this in the league happen all the time. Yeah. I think there's always things where this deal is discussed or this or whatever.
I wonder if they'll play possum a little, like wait till the 5th and just be like, oh, it's just happening now.
All right. What's next?
Question number three. What does your dog's voice sound like?
All right. So it probably just sounds like me. Like,
wait, hold on. What do you mean?
Well, obviously, like,
if he talked, are you saying?
Well, or, I feel like everyone like pretends.
I feel like everyone pretends like their dog is talking.
Something, you know, like
I've never done
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, like, wow. I will talk to like my dog and joke around and be like, "Oh, Ruben, blah 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 blah, right. whatever." But like, I don't ever pretend that he's like saying anything back to me.
So we do a lot of like, I can't tell you how many times in the day me or Kristen go. I actually say it most, like, "Oh, Kingsley's sitting there," like, or "Kingsley sit," you know, "Kingsley said," blah blah, like kind of like. But now I will say
I've never once thought about it as a voice. So it's a joke. If I ever do anything like that, it's like, oh, Ruben's upset. But like, I would never actually think of him having a voice in my head. You know what I mean? I've never actually think of him saying words.
Well, he's a dog.
But then you guys think of voices. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Like when you said that question, I'm like, his bark. That's all I think of. Like, I don't think of his voice.
So
ever.
You don't ever have like,
I've never once thought of Ruben talking.
Wow.
Wow.
I will joke, be like, oh, Ruben's upset or Ruben doesn't like that. But I've never once thought of him actually talking. Never
wow.
Once.
I mean, I'm guessing you do it with Zeedee.
Obviously, he does with the question. Yeah. I honestly, I thought
No one did.
Yeah. Weird. Wow. I mean, I feel like throughout the day, now I will say I don't ever think about what his voice sounds like. Like I don't do a voice. I'm never like, I don't like do that. I mean, like people do. Yeah, exactly. Like I'm not a big voice guy in general, but like, do you do one with ZD?
Yeah, but it always,
you realize you have to do it now. Like you came up with the question, you brought it up.
Yeah. Well, I thought we'd all do it together. It would be fun, but apparently no, not.
Again,
we joked that Ruben's Chihuahua, so we joked that he's Mexican. I could give him like a Hispanic accent.
Maybe not.
You don't think we should do that?
No. It's too early in the pod for that.
Yeah, exactly. The final thoughts.
He's from Chihuahua. He's from Chihuahua, Mexico. What do you
want? I don't think of him as being a Chihuahua, having seen him. I know he is, obviously, but I just.
He's part Chihuahua, part Skipper.
You know what's crazy? How Dachshund is spelled. It is. Does not look like Dachshund. It looks like Dasher Hound.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's crazy. There's a lot of words like that. Like
I know, Colonel. But that's one of the prime examples.
Like Colonel.
Yeah. Looks like General.
Well, it looks like Colonel or whatever.
Yeah. That's what I meant to say. Yeah.
Anyway. That's good.
Go ahead.
It's tough.
Do it.
Are you going to do the voice?
You have to do the voice.
Well, ZD, he sounds like this.
Okay. I can't watch.
I'm watching.
I do it all the time. Hey guys.
It kind of sounds just like you a little.
Yeah. Hey, well, guys. Like, do you assume things about your dog at least?
Of course.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, when we adopted ZD.
You mean anthropomorphizing?
Yeah, just like when we adopted, I'm like, oh, he's an Eagles fan.
Yeah, of course. And I think everyone anthropomorphizes.
My thought was, wouldn't it be funny if everything we assume about him is actually wrong?
Yeah.
And like everything he does is just correcting us. So it's like, hey guys, I actually like the Minnesota Vikings.
It's a good bit.
That's a good bit.
So I agree. That is a bit for a while.
That is a very good bit.
How much would you pay to have your dog talk?
Nothing.
All right.
I don't need to talk to my dog. We're good.
I mean,
we got a pretty good thing.
It would change your life.
Yeah.
It would be for the worst.
It would essentially make him a human. I don't need to talk to Ruben.
Yeah. I don't need another human. I got a little 7-year-old human. Right. I'm good.
What about you? $500 a month?
No, I couldn't afford that. The dog didn't cost $500.
Yeah, right.
I think Kristen would pay it.
Really?
No,
I wouldn't want to know what Ruben's thinking. I'd rather pretend to know what he's thinking than actually know what he's thinking.
I think we're going to, there's like a pet medium coming to the dog park that we go to. I think Kristen wants to do it.
No,
talk about, we're doing it.
Oh my God.
I don't want to besmirch the profession.
You can. It's ridiculous. That's okay. talk about wasting money. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Question number 4. James, you obviously won the debate earlier about.
Thank you.
Is the Eagles 2028 starting quarterback on the current roster?
Yeah, it's Jalen Hurts.
I don't think it's McKee.
It's Jalen Hurts. What are we doing here?
I mean, just like.
That's the last year of his current deal.
I think he's getting a new deal after this year.
I think he probably will. But like 2 years is a long time. Like how many quarterbacks in the NFL would you say will definitely be on their team in 2 years?
I don't know. Like 80%.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair. I mean, like Mahomes.
Sure.
It's coming off a torn ACL.
He'll be on the Chiefs. Yeah.
And for two. So like we're talking like.
Yes. In 2028. Yeah, I think so Mahomes will be the quarterback of the Chiefs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's one. Burrow. Yeah.
I don't know about Burrow, but I think most will. I think Lamar will. I think, I mean, I'm not a Dart guy, I think Josh.
Interesting
Alamo,
weekend
I think,
for Dart.
Yeah, dude,
saw that one.
Hilarious. Yeah. I sent it to all my Giants fans friends.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
I don't think 80%, but it's probably close to 50-50. Like
I think
Kyler Murray.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question number 5.
Yeah.
Just moving right along.
I love it. This is my favorite question already.
Could the Eagles beat the Phillies in a game of hockey?
What a great question. All right, hold on. Eagles, Phillies game of hockey. I think the Phillies win.
So I think the Eagles are more athletic than the Phillies by a wide margin.
I think it just depends on how long it takes each team to learn how to skate.
Yeah, I think the Phillies are better skaters. That's my take.
Yeah, I just think the Eagles are so much bigger and faster.
That's true. The bigger thing is true.
If we're assuming neither of them are good at handling the puck,
why would we assume that?
Right. Well, and also, like, let's be real.
Do you have any Canadians on the Phillies?
If the Phillies check.
If Rob Thompson was still the manager, I know, this might make a little more sense.
I thought just the topper, you know, vibes. Being
it's such a classic Vic take. Did you see the Vic Fangio Phillies thing? Probably not. So Vic Fangio said after his press conference, he was upset the team fired Rob Topper. Uh-huh. Rob Thompson. It's also weird they call him Topper and there's no P in his name, but whatever. Uh-huh.
You're right.
Yeah, it always confuses
me. Good point.
Me.
Yeah.
Whenever I go to say his full name, I'm worried if it's Thompson and I'm going to say, but it's Tom.
Yeah, that's clever. Yeah. That's good.
But anyway, it's such a classic Vic take that he didn't like firing the old manager.
Yeah,
like you can just. The issue would be when the Eagles hit the Phillies, it would hurt.
It could crush
so
them.
Much more than when the Phillies hit the Eagles.
You're probably right. It's probably the Eagles.
Put Jordan Davis in goal. Jalen
I think the
Carter.
Upside of the Eagles is probably higher. And they have more players. DeMonte, so more options.
Mekhi Lemon would probably be sick at. I would think like he's small, he can move. I don't know who on the Phillies, like, I'm thinking like Bryson Stott. I'm trying to think like who on the Phillies I think would be good at hockey. Bryce, did you see the Bryce toothpaste video?
Horrible.
I don't think it's as crazy as people make it out.
It's awful, Elliot.
Like, I think it's definitely I think it's just because we've never done it that way.
No, it's hard, dude. You're like, it's disgusting.
Did you see it?
I did. It's the most psychotic thing. Thank I've you. Ever
it's
seen.
So psychotic. You're putting the germs on the tooth. Every time you do it, you're putting.
Well, to be fair, it's not like it's a communal toothpaste. Like
it's just it's disgusting, and it might be a communal. Like my wife and I use the same toothpaste. Don't you and your wife share the same toothpaste?
We do, but I share germs with my wife all the time.
Right, but yeah. Still, like it would
like I'm saying if it was like a toothpaste for WIP.
Would your wife like it if you did that way? No, I don't think she would. Well, she would prefer you did.
But I think that's only because it's never how we've done it.
It's like, because no one does. It's a ridiculous way to do it.
Here's what I'll say. So one of the Phillies beat writers tried it and said her mouth has never felt cleaner.
Oh, stop.
Thought it was interesting. Oh, thought stop. It was interesting.
All right,
we'll
try it.
I honestly might. I forgot this morning.
Try it.
But honestly, it would be a good idea for our TikTok team.
Yeah.
It would be. You're right. Yeah, one toothpaste tube. Everybody.
For everybody. So the entire station calls out sick.
But what's so insane about it? It's you're still putting the toothpaste in your mouth. It's just a different way of doing it. Like you're just—it's
disgusting. You are sucking on the toothpaste. No, it's horrifying.
He didn't.
He stuck it in his mouth.
He just squeezed. Yeah.
Yes, he stuck it in his mouth.
Right.
You're sticking the toothpaste in your mouth. We're good.
Didn't I mean? I look again. If it was a communal one, I would get it.
Yeah, we're gonna just agree to disagree on this one. I think
you should try it.
I'm not
just
going
try
to.
It one time. Just to
probably not going to
try. You know, yeah. Variety is a spice of life. I'm just good. To see if you like it.
I'm cool.
We'll all try it.
No, nope.
There is that.
I won't.
I feel like you might like it.
My wife, I shared the toothpaste with my wife. She will not want me to do that. Like, that's a horrible, horrible move.
What about for the radio?
Nope.
You just wouldn't do it?
Not for you.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Maybe. I don't know. If you buy me a toothpaste and I don't have to.
I will buy you toothpaste if you try it.
So stupid. Why are you so excited about this?
I just wanted to see you do it now because I feel like it's good to go outside your comfort zone.
I go outside my comfort zone all the time.
I don't really, but I will try.
I'm much better going outside my comfort zone.
It
than
just
you
doesn't
are.
Even. It seems like the smarter way to do it.
No. Oh my God! Stop.
It's such a good example of how we've always done it one way. There's truly no difference. I don't know what your issue with.
What's
it is.
Next?
I just think it's a psychotic way to go through life.
It's psychotic
because we've never done it that way.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, exactly. Right. Like we live in a society. There's ways of doing things.
Yeah.
I think the same way about people who put the toothpaste on their toothbrush before they wet it. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, too. I agree with you.
I don't really know which one.
It's not that big a deal, though.
It's not that big a deal. It's just like,
after you put it on, you're just doing it wrong. But yeah, I agree.
I have the grossest toothpaste tube. Like, it literally is, like, all over. This is why me and Kristen actually do use different toothpaste. Because I, like, am bad at cleaning my you know, like, how when you squeeze and a little comes out, and then, like, you do it again, a little more comes out. And,
I don't
like,
have that issue.
It is... I would guess a tenth of the toothpaste tube is probably like around the.
Oh,
yeah.
See, there's a good reason not to stick it in your freaking mouth.
It actually might be a better reason.
It might be better if you're just like.
Because the way
it
happens is you like squeeze it, put it, and then you, it like pushes it down.
I'm saying, but then you're getting all that gross stuff that's on there every time.
Well,
you
yeah, no, I agree. It would happen less.
Yes, it's disgusting. Yeah. No, I think, ew. All right, what's next?
Really got away from us there, huh?
Yeah, that was tough.
James, what is one movie which you could go back and watch for the first time again?
Let's I guess. Mean, oh my God. I mean, so many.
First one that popped in my head was Truman Show.
That's a good one. That would not
I feel
be
like it would
my
be
answer,
a movie with like a big twist.
Actually, Ballad of Wallace Island. Not even a question.
Okay. Yes, I think a big twist is a good answer. Like The Usual Suspects, the first time I saw that blew me away in the theater. But it for me, you're saying go back and experience for the first time. Like I'd never seen it before.
Yep.
Am I experiencing it now or am I experiencing when at the age I experienced that?
I guess now.
Okay. I think The Matrix is my answer. I think that's the most, what the F am I watching? This is unbelievable. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. Like Jurassic Park was the most like, wow, what am I seeing right now? But that's like,
wow,
because of the time and place. And it was like, wow, the dinosaurs in 1993 and the way they did it was like, this is miraculous. But I think The Matrix is a little more interesting and a little more surprising as a first time.
Speaking of Jurassic Park, and if you're listening, which I guess everyone is, has anybody seen what they did to Jurassic Park in the movie theater? And I think it was like Vancouver, maybe.
No.
So it was New Zealand. So they're showing the movie and look what they have come pop out of the side of the wall.
Whoa!
I would be very afraid. Like they literally had a T-Rex just pop out of the side of the wall. Super cool. You see it yet? Or are you just not reacting?
Well, I just see a wall of
Yeah. Well, okay, that's
it. Oh, Tucker.
Wow.
Mark,
really got you. That really got you.
38 and a half minutes.
Shouldn't really be a curse word, but whatever.
Yeah. So yeah, I think The Matrix is my answer. I'm going to go with that. I thought you were going to ask me what movies I'm most excited for this summer. A lot.
Sheep Detectives?
Dude, can I just say, Sheep Detectives was wonderful. It's a wonderful movie. I couldn't recommend it higher. And it's not just for kids. Like, it's a murder mystery. It's great. Fully recommend The Sheep Detectives. It was a wonderful movie.
Obsession seems like everyone's very excited about
it. Yeah, I'm excited about it. Actually,
it's not streaming yet, I don't think, correct?
It's not
in theaters.
I couldn't tell if it was like a direct.
Obsession actually is pretty unprecedented. So most movies decrease by about 50% or more after the first weekend. You know, your first weekend's your big weekend, then let's say you make
sales
20 million.
You're talking about. Not
yeah,
reviews,
let's say you make 20 million first weekend, you're doing that 10 or 8 or 12 or whatever it is. Right. Obsession increased 39%. It's like, so, it never happens.
I do agree. Like, I agree with you 1,000%. But I do think with smaller movies, I'd be curious to know, because it's not like a huge release, right?
The point
is,
it had a big open. Like, it had a big opening weekend and then went out.
Is it one of the, is it a movie that's in big theaters, or is it like a rich
movie?
It's a,
okay, no, so it's big theaters. Okay, it is unprecedented what it's doing. Like, wow. It is pretty amazing. So anyway, there you go.
Question number 7. The Eagles beat the Cowboys in week 7.
That's the home one or away?
I think they win that game.
Yeah, I think they win the home one.
So
it's Monday Night Football, I believe.
Yeah, they win.
I know you did go Birds with Ashland as well. I did then the following week. She's like super high on the Cowboys. I'm not there with them. Like, I do think their offense will be good, and I like what they've done on their defense. They just seem so much to me like a 9-8
Yeah,
team.
I think they're, I was going to say 10-7.
Yeah.
They're
now,
in the range.
I will say, I can't remember if we've talked about this. After looking at Washington's schedule, I'm out on them being a contender. Mm-hmm. Their first 8 games,
dude, it's horrible.
Are really hard. And like nothing kills a season.
Again, the Eagles somehow have the easiest schedule in the NFCs. They do. You know,
the Giants one's pretty easy, but I would agree, like, you could compare it. So I think the Eagles do win game 7 against Cowboys. Feels like they always win in Philly.
And losing to Dallas.
Yeah, losing Dallas. Now, being in Thanksgiving's a bit of a wild card.
But, true. But yeah, I think they win Dallas week.
Question Dallas number 8. If you could join one band, what would it be?
Oh, we talked about this. Oh, no, we didn't.
I didn't talk about this.
Well, remember, I asked you guys if you could be in what, like if you could replace one person in a band. No. I put it in the Go Bird chat.
We texted about it, and then we said, we'll talk about it on a pod.
Yeah.
Did I answer this? 2 weeks later. I don't think I ever answered this. I don't remember seeing this.
You said Fish.
I thought you said who was your favorite band or something like that.
We can
that.
Go look. I just remember saying, okay, is that what this is based off of?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So no, it was a different question. I think.
I think it was if you could replace one person and like, if you could be one person.
The text was, if you could be in one band in history of music, what would it be?
Yeah.
And James said, mine is obviously Fish, but I think the Beatles are the best, which makes me think you
misread the question. Obviously. I'm saying I thought you said if you could only like have one band ever, who would it be?
But no, if you were in the band.
Obviously, like
you
I hear that life. Now.
That makes more sense.
I totally missed.
You went on to talk about how Fish played 160 songs, which like seems crazy if you want to join a band. That seems really
difficult.
That's
what I was trying to say. So yeah, I completely misinterpreted the question.
I'm curious who I said.
You said Oasis, obviously.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
You also said Oasis was the best 90s band, which is asinine.
I don't think I said that. The best 90s band?
Yeah,
I think I did say to you, I was surprised in the all-time rankings they're not higher.
Yeah.
Yeah, which seems crazy.
Because they're not.
I mean, they're pretty big.
They're good.
Yeah. I mean, NSYNC would be interesting.
So now that's a different question. I mean, the Grateful Dead would be awesome. You get to spend all these years touring and doing all these shows and drugs and parties and all that stuff.
Kids
would be
listening.
Well, it's rock and roll. We're talking about rock and roll.
This is a rock and roll podcast.
It's just a funny way to say it. You're like, you do all these fun things.
Well, that's what they did. They partied and went on tour, and that's part of being a rock star.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Grateful Dead seems like a good answer.
I mean, I think I would pick Oasis, but like, I mean, again, NSYNC would be an interesting one. Backstreet Boys. Like, now are we including?
I think it's like a weird balance
obviously
of Queen, lifestyle and
fame. Music.
Right, exactly.
Because I think like the Rolling Stones would be the obvious one. Because if you're not
so long and just
and if you're not Mick Jagger, like if you're Bill Wyman, like you can kind of get through life.
You can probably
if
walk
you don't
around.
Marry your 13-year-old cousin, you can get through life. Okay?
I didn't know he did that.
You know, his son then married that girl's mom.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Can you believe that?
Nope.
So he was his own son's like ex-step grandfather.
Nope. Nope. Don't believe it.
Pretty crazy.
Don't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough one to approve.
I think the perfect answer, though, was Faces.
Is what?
You love faces.
I think
you don't even know faces, do you?
No,
I said you wouldn't know. But
Ooh la la.
Yeah, the song Ooh la la. If you ever listen to an Independence Blue Cross commercial, that's what they use.
I wish.
I know.
That's the Faces.
It's a good song.
It's Rod Stewart.
And the name is Faces.
Ron Wood sang that.
I know. I'm saying Rod Stewart's in the Faces. Yeah. Yes.
But you only have 4 albums. You can ride Rod Stewart's fame.
Right.
You are one of the biggest acts.
I do like the Tucker's whole
thing.
I
was home alone. I just thought about it for like 6 hours. It's also
funny that you are clearly, you want to be like the lower member of the band and just kind of like glide by. Yeah, I just want to ride
it out. Like you can ride it out.
Elliot and I are both like, I want to be the lead singer and guitar player. I want to
tour arenas and stadiums for like 5 years. I want to be
the star of the band, you know?
Your audience is more female than your other contemporaries at the time because of Rod Stewart. So you have that going for you.
True.
And then by like 1976, like the band's over, you can kind of just hang out.
See, Tucker just wants to make some money and chill.
I don't know what this says about me, but I just think it would be the easiest way to be a rock star and be over.
That's probably why you only volunteer to do a Tucky mailbag.
That's right.
Once every 4 months.
All right. What's
your last one was February.
Yeah. Wow. I nailed it.
What's something you're really good at, but never get a chance to talk about?
Well, not something I'm really good at, but I mean, I feel like I really talk about the things I'm good at.
Do I talk enough about how good a parallel parker I am?
You've brought it up.
I'm a phenomenal parallel parker. All right. How about this? I never thought of this. I'm not great at following it. I think I am great at giving life advice. I think if you come to me with a problem, like I will give you freaking awesome advice. I think I'm great at it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now I will not listen to the advice myself and I will do dumb things myself and not actually, you know, so I don't know if that really matters, but I'm great at giving it.
All right, Tucker, you say one while I think. Something I'm great at that I don't talk about.
I think I'm good at staying calm.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, helping other people. I'm good at that, too. Like,
I'm less good at that.
Times of crisis.
No, yeah, you're not.
I think if it's me, I'm good at crisis times.
I'm just generally not calm.
I'm just good like if like Mary's freaking out or someone else has an issue. Like I feel like I'm a steady hand in those situations.
That's good. I'm really good at running. But I feel like I'm just saying
like
think,
speed or distance.
Yeah, like today in my gym class, I was easily the best one. And like it's no big deal. But I'm just like I am good at running.
Okay.
Like I think often if I did what Jack had to do, like I would do it way faster.
I like that you threw Jack out of the bus there.
Well, because twice he's had to run in front of people and I would dust Jack. Mm-hmm. But like
he has 2-0 in running challenges, which is interesting.
Now he went up against Joe DeCamera.
Yeah, I mean, that one was a 10-minute mile.
Like, and the other was Joe DeCamera, like the slowest who can barely move.
Maybe raise the bar a little bit.
Yeah,
I think of better ones.
You should challenge Jack to a running thing. He'd probably love that.
Yeah, he's in better shape now.
I'm just joking. I was, you know, how much he loves these competitions.
I know. Yeah. I think Rhea should just like obliterate him. Like,
she's going to.
This going easy on thing. I think it's time to like put his feet to the fire a little.
Yeah, I like this.
In the debate.
Yeah. He is not excited about the debate.
No, he's very worried about it.
He just doesn't want to do it. He's just like, I don't want to do this.
Well, it's like last week when I was worried about the Mylotta thing.
That's right.
And then I did a great job.
And then you cry. See, people don't give you enough credit for that either.
That's a good point. Yeah. I do think I'd be a great moderator. And I'm great at watching TV shows quickly.
Yeah, you are.
I'm great
at watching movies.
An entire season of Summer House in the past 48 hours.
You can't watch it. I can't get you to watch Whiplash, which you would love. Like, it's such a great movie.
I just feel like I saw Whiplash. Oh, no, is that the drummer one?
Yeah, you never watched it. I know.
I'm not big into I don't want to besmirch them.
It's exactly the type of movie you would like. You just wouldn't even
You're right.
I know I'm right. No.
And Summer House is good, though.
Yeah.
All right, last question.
Thank God.
Hypothetically, if we were trapped in this room and had to decide which one of us was allowed to
leave. None of these are Eagles questions. That was like two,
I had three Eagles
questions. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's just funny.
I wish they were all not Eagles questions.
Yeah. All right. Start over.
Hypothetically, if we were trapped in this room and we had to decide that only one of us was allowed to leave the room alive, who would we pick?
I mean, my guess is James would end up leaving. Like, who would deserve to leave is a tougher question. But like,
I would find a way.
Yeah, I just think me and Tucker are too passive.
I agree with you. I would definitely.
And like, we really want to dive into it. Like, you have a kid. Like, I don't like.
I get it. No, it's good. I agree. Thank you.
I also have more social media followers.
Initially, I thought it was.
But I'm younger.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a good point. You're the oldest. That's a good point. You are the oldest. Yeah,
you could still have a kid. So, you know,
you being older does matter.
I do have a kid, though.
Right? No, you're right.
You'd be taking a father. I think
it's not going to be me.
I think it's a messed up thing. I think the better question is, if only one of us could leave to convince the world to come save the other two, I think who would have the best chance?
I think it's clearly
so. I think
well, here's why. Because I'm definitely in the best shape of the three of us. So like, if it came down to like moving quickly, like
his running.
Yeah, like, who would be most convincing? Who would be like,
I'm the most convincing.
But I'm the most energetic, and I would be the one who would come and yell. James wouldn't rest. We gotta go. Come on. We gotta go right now.
But I just think I'm more compelling.
You'd be like, guys, can you please come with me? I really need some help. And they'd be like, I'm busy.
But again,
I'd be like, get the bleep out of your chair right now.
I would already be talking by the time you were still running there. Now, I do think you would run quickly. I think you could run quickly like a quarter mile. If we had to like run to City Hall, I think I would get there much quicker. And City Hall is like the place where we're probably
going. Why are we running? I have a car, you know?
Well, I'm assuming it's like an end of the world situation.
Why?
Because why else would we be trapped in a room dying?
I don't know.
It could be a hostage situation.
Yeah, there's many things it could be.
I mean, who do you think?
I mean, I would think me, because I'm the youngest.
So it definitely wouldn't be you in terms of sending. But like, it would definitely be me. Who would you send?
Probably James.
Thank you.
I don't get why. I think I'm okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Now, I do think in a panic situation, you would have the most adrenaline.
I would. That's what I'm saying. I'd be
but
like,
again, I'm a much quicker runner. Because we got to get there. I would not run out of breath.
What if I just have to go outside and get somebody? I mean,
I think you're acting like the solution's much quicker. Like, why?
I don't know what the problem really is.
Well, we got to get out. I have the worst memory, though. That would be the tough one. If it was like, okay, you can let him out, but the passcode is blah, blah.
Well, like, there goes that.
I'd have to write it down in my phone.
What was your name again?
Yeah.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. This is great, Tucker. You did an amazing job.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get to final thoughts.
Do we even need to do final thoughts? I'll do it. But
here. I was going to do a different final thought, but I will do the Survivor thing because I've watched it.
Yeah. And you didn't text about.
I know. I will explain it to you. So anyone, if you have not watched the Survivor finale and you want to watch it, don't listen.
We got spoilers.
Spoilers. So essentially what happened.
You got to start from like square one.
Okay. So.
Because it seems like the game has changed since I watched it. Like, and I watched it, they just voted
so
people
off. So basically
off.
What it is when you get to the final four, they have a fire making challenge to decide who gets to the final three.
You
now.
Have to literally make fire?
So yes. Two people make fire against each other and whoever hits like the little string and you know, whatever first. Like,
that'd be tough.
Is it always the same? I just feel like I would practice making fire.
Yeah. You should practice making fire. It's one of the main things you do when
especially
you go to
the situation. We
every year
about.
Now they change it. They didn't used to, but like the last last 10 seasons or something, yeah, right. It's been fire at four. So what happened was they were setting up the fire challenge. It was these two guys.
We're going to do the challenge.
Rizzo and Jonathan. So they're setting it up and it's a live show and they're not. So I guess what happened was Jeff got like information that they'd already played the fire challenge.
So they were lying about it. They were lying like on the.
Because they're not lying. The thing's already, it was filmed like last year. Like this, right. What happened a year ago. It's okay. Just they edit it and
there was no thought that they were about to do it.
No. Okay. So what happened was the fire challenge happened a year ago. They're airing it a year later on this live show after the season is played out. So they already know what happened, the people, but the audience has not seen the fire challenge yet.
Okay.
Jeff must have gotten word that the fire challenge had aired. It had not.
Okay.
So Jeff came in and was like, let's talk to Rizzo, who lost the fire challenge. And people had not seen the fire. So he basically, you know, told you who was going to lose the fire challenge.
The clip I saw, the contestants did such a bad job just going with it. They were all just like,
well, he totally ruined it.
No, I know.
It was ruined. The point was they couldn't go with it. Like it was, what he did was made it impossible for anyone to.
And then did he cover it up with? He said something.
He was funny. I thought he did a good job. Basically, he just kept making self-deprecating jokes.
Right.
Being like,
I mean,
you know,
what it is.
Like, coming up next, we're going to tell you who wins before it happens. You know, that kind of stuff, which was funny. I thought he did a great job of handling it in the moment. But it was a screw.
People are saying it's the biggest mistake in reality
TV. It's not. I mean, it's Steve Harvey announcing the wrong winner for the Miss America.
That's not reality TV.
What?
The Oscars?
No, I'm talking Miss America contest is reality. Of course, it's
I wouldn't
reality.
Say that's reality. Well, it's not like a game show is my point. I'm talking about like,
I mean, it's not in the same way as Survivor, but it is a game show in the sense it is people competing and winning.
Well, I think it's
the same thing as like The Bachelor or American Idol or any of these things. It's the same concept.
It's closer to American Idol,
which is a game show.
I think it's different.
It's a game show. It is. I know you're saying it's a different type of thing, but it is a reality competition is what it is. It just is.
It's a competition.
Yes, a reality competition.
Well, would you call sports a reality competition?
No.
So I think like that's a difference.
Like again, this is like we're talking about a host hosting a reality show.
Right.
That's what Steve Harvey was doing.
Yeah, he said it. Right. Yeah.
So I think that's a bigger one. And either way, this was. It ended up not like the fire challenge fire thing wasn't close. So it was like over pretty quickly. So it didn't end up being this huge, like
right, he didn't say who
the winner
like
was.
That.
Yeah. The one guy just crushed the other guy. So it was like not even compelling to begin with. So it didn't really matter that much, but yeah, it was a screw up for sure.
Yeah. Well, seems like, so does the finale happen?
That was the finale.
Okay. So they announced like third, second, first, like
they,
the whole
they,
thing.
They just played the rest of it.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So it was like earlier.
It's a great winner. I was very happy with the season. It was a great season of Survivor.
Well, it was 50, right?
50.
That's wild. They do two a year. Like I respect it, but it's crazy. That's that
they
long.
They bring it.
Do they do a reunion?
They did. Well, that was when it happened. The reunion was
that night too.
Yeah. Okay, well, the reunion was that the live reunion was happening as it was going. They do the reunion after, but like, that's why they're talking to people as it's going. That's all like they're basically shooting from the show. Let's go back to the live reunion. Let's talk to this person who's just voted out. Let's do, you know what I mean? It's like a
whole thing. So when Bravo does reunions, they do like, I think the Summer House reunion is 3 2-hour parts.
That is way too much.
It's like a whole nother season.
That's insane. Yeah, you're exciting. So excited about it.
Yeah. Well, the drama, I won't explain it, but the drama is top notch. Mm-hmm. We didn't watch it. And then the drama came out and that's why we watched it.
The movie, the drama?
No. Like the drama on the show.
The movie, the drama is amazing. Like I said,
what year was that?
It's when I did a final thought. It's Zendaya and Robert Pattinson.
Oh, right.
Just
it's
out this year.
Euphoria has been good. I know we might have talked about this.
Yeah, I can't do Euphoria.
I know you said too much. No, I know. It's fine. But it's
I like Zendaya.
Very good. Did not watch the last one yet, but will tonight.
Can't wait. All right. So is that we good?
I can give a final thought.
Okay.
So my final thought was, I was thinking about this with the Cavs and Knicks last night. I don't have it figured out yet, but I think there's something here. I think if you buy tickets to a game and your team loses, you should get like half back or something.
Ridiculous.
I get it. Yeah. But I just feel so bad when people spend like $7,000.
Well, I was the guy who just bought a final for, you see the courtside thing, $279,000 for two tickets to the Knicks.
No, it's crazy.
Game three at MSG. A guy spent $279,000 for two courtside tickets.
Talking about NBA, like the NBA finals. You're saying,
MSG, game three at MSG. A guy spent $279,000.
I feel a little less bad for because I would assume
they got all the money in the world. You don't do that. But still, just think about that. I mean, that's crazy.
Like, so the way there was this Knicks fan. Now, who knows how much is true because it's online, but he's like a kid and he probably spent $4,000 on two tickets. And I was thinking, man, imagine spending all that money. And then they lose. Yeah, like
that's a risk you take.
That's how I felt spending money for a World Series. No,
I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, against the Astros.
Yeah.
So like now you did get to see a no hitter, but it would be an interesting. Now it's not a fun no hitter to sit through, but still.
No, I said it'd be like, imagine like you spent money to go see the Rolling Stones and then like Mick Jagger came out and just like peed on the crowd.
Yeah, that's
like,
exactly right.
It's really
quite
cool.
The story.
Like, it is quite the story, like not what you paid to see.
That's what it is.
Or imagine if the Who did that.
Oh, they would never.
Not on our boy and all of his shirts. Anyway, I feel like it'd be an like interesting kind of way for an owner to do something.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Little advice. I think it would go over well. Imagine if an owner said, if you buy tickets and you get half off.
I agree. I think it would. I never happen, but yeah, great.
I don't think it's that big of amount of money where the
I think it's a decent amount, but I get your point.
Yeah. I never think of ticket sales as being a main driver of revenue.
But they are for the sports that play a lot of games. They're not for football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. This is great. All right. We'll be back Thursday. What do we got on Thursday?
Well, they practice Wednesday.
We're going to react to practice. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be awesome. All right. Thank you, Tucker. Amazing job today. Until then, use Adam James.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.